at the Agricultural Retailers Association Convention and Expo. I'm visiting with Darren Kopic. And Darren, tell us a little bit about what is going on here in New Orleans. I've heard you've got a record crowd.
That's true. We're at least 100 over where we were a year ago, and this is a high water mark for on attendance for us for at least the last 6 years, if not longer than that. So, and you can kind of see it and hear it in the trade show. People are here and active and visiting, and it's fun to hang around.
Yeah, we're just getting started here today. I know you had a golf tournament earlier today. Sessions are going to start tomorrow. Do you have anything you can attribute this kind of a growth? Because that's a pretty big percentage growth this year.
Well, we'll certainly be asking people in the post-conference survey, you know, what was it that drove you to come? I tend to think that it was a combination of where we are. The industry hasn't been in New Orleans for a while. This is a more central location, so a few people can drive here rather than fly. And I think we put together a pretty good program this year, not only the general session program, but 6 different breakout topics, and people can really dive into specific subjects if they have interest.
One that has caught my eye is on precision, which this whole precision ag thing has grown so much. And for retailers, it's something for them to get very up to date on, because it's their customers that are asking about it.
Right, and that's, we went to 3 different growers in 3 different geographies who are really good at precision ag, and we asked them to come and speak and tell us what it is that they're doing, what it is that they're looking for their retailers to help them with, what's their biggest headache that a retailer could fix for them. And because there's 3 different growers and 3 different styles, there will be 3 different answers to that question. I'm looking forward to seeing what they are.
Now, you mentioned on your sessions, like tomorrow we'll have an opening general session. How about as far as speakers here this year? Any that you might want to just point out?
Well, the 2 big keynoters are Mike Vandelot from Winfield Solutions and Kenny Cordell from Pinnacle Ag Holdings. So they're the kind of the bookends of the conference, the opening and the closing general session speakers. Then we've got the Precision Grower panel and a few other things in and out the program. Some good breakout sessions, including one on transportation. So, I mean, there's a lot here. And one of the things that members consistently tell us after this convention every single year is that the one of the top 2 reasons they join ARA is for networking, and that's what this convention's all about.
I think that is so true of so many organizations, but especially for this group. This is my first time already. I kind of sense this being a little more relaxed than some other shows that I go to, where many of them are involved.
I think so. We try to be a pretty low-key group. Part of that's just the dynamic of our membership. But our board of directors isn't what I would call a starched group. It's a good group of people that are fun to work with and for, and I'm just having a ball working with this organization.
Wonderful. Well, I'm looking forward to my first ARA convention here. We're in New Orleans, and I am Chuck Zimmerman reporting.